are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show, refined entertainment for a sophisticated audience. Who sometimes enjoy a good fart joke?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Thank you so much. Hey, welcome to the program. I'm honored that you decided to spend your time with me, a short amount of time at that. I appreciate that. Thanks for clicking here. I realize you clicked here by mistake. I'm not stupid. I know you were going for Big Daddy's porno site. Yeah, but you were redirected to here. Me too. We're going to have a good time today. That's actually a dream of mine. I think we will. I'm going to entertain you. I'm going to perform feats of magic. And I'm going to explain a lot of things to you that you didn't know before. I'm going to explain how many of the Bible mysteries actually occurred. Like the parting of the Red Sea didn't really happen in the Red Sea. It was in somebody's swimming pool. And they were cleaning out the bottom of the pool, and Moses walked across it. They got it all wrong. I'm going to explain a lot of those things to you. How you doing, by the way? Again, this is the only talk show that will ask you directly how you're doing because I care. Because if I lose just one listener, I'm in trouble. So, I value you. Hey, this show is like a convenience store. We're open 24 hours a day. You can come here at 3 o'clock in the morning and you'll hear a new show. It's unbelievable. I don't know how that happens. Are you hungry? Are you hungry right now? You want to just forget this whole show, screw this, and we'll go out and get some lunch? Yeah, I don't think so either. When's the last time you went to the dentist? Yeah, it's been a while, right? How are your teeth? Fine, right? That was always a scam. Yeah, really. My dentist would call every 3 months. I think it was every 3 months. My dentist, it wasn't even my dentist that would call. It would be somebody from his office, one of his people. He had people. And they would call and say, Ron, you know, you haven't been by the dentist's office to have your teeth cleaned. How are we supposed to put our kids through college? I mean, we know you can clean your teeth at home, but, you know, I don't think you realize that. And if you come in here, we don't just clean your teeth. We'll pick at them with a metal object. Sounds cool? Yeah, come on in as frequently as you can, okay? Yeah, the wife and I want to go out to dinner tonight. We're a little short on cash, so come on by, will you, please? Since I was born, it's not that I fear the dentist. I have something against them. I don't know what it is. I guess it's the invasion of another human being staring into my mouth. It just gives me the creeps. There's something wrong with that. I don't know any dentists. I don't have any dentists who are friends. If I did, I'd be getting free teeth cleaning. But I don't know any of them, but I would be very leery. Like I would, if they sat too close to me, I'd be afraid that all of a sudden they lunge at me and put their fingers in my mouth. I just feel that that's a problem. And the last thing I want in my mouth is somebody else's fingers. I know that for some people, that's probably a sexual fetish. not on my calendar, ladies and gentlemen. I do not want anybody in my mouth. It's just really, there's no invitation for that. There's everything about going to the dentist just makes me feel so wrong. You sit there, you walk in there, and then they say, okay, the dentist will see you in a moment. Have a seat in our waiting room. Are you serious? You're going to make me wait for this? You're going to inconvenience me even by a few minutes by making me sit down and looking at your perverted National Scholastic magazines? Come on, man. I'm going to wait to be tortured orally? And then they call your name and it's like, the warden is taking you down the hall. You're just hoping for a call from the governor, but this doesn't happen in a dentist's office. Then they march you down to a little area where there's a chair. There was a movie that came out, I think it was in the 70s, called Marathon Man with Dustin Hoffman. Did you see that? No, millennials, you don't even know who Dustin Hoffman is. Part of the torture scene, I think Sir Laurence Olivier. I wish I was Sir Ron Van Dam. It would sound like I was a knight or something. I'm not wearing the armor, though. I ain't wearing the armor. Sorry, I ain't wearing it. Laurence Olivier was an evil guy, and he strapped Dustin Hoffman to a chair in this movie Marathon Man, and then he took dental implements and started pulling stuff out of his mouth. It was a torture scene, and ever since then, guess what? Don't like going to the dentist. Wonder why now? So usually the oral hygienist will come over, and it's usually a female. I know it's very sexist, but that's what they usually are. She comes over, and for some reason, they always hire the oral hygienists who have the largest boobs on the planet. And I don't know why, but maybe it's the perspective. Maybe it's the fact that they're bending over, and that's all I'm seeing. All of a sudden, I want to take a hike in the Himalayas for some reason. And she's very, very pleasant. I wish she wouldn't have had garlic the night before, because that's becoming quite offensive, and I can't breathe. A phrase that a lot of people are saying these days. So she starts, and I say to her always, I'm very, very sensitive to this. This always bothers me. And there's a little, like, she smiles for a second, like, and it's almost like she's saying to herself, okay, I got a live one here. And she starts grabbing implements, little metal picks. When they start grabbing the metal picks, you're in for a fun time. And she leans over, sticks her face into my face, and starts picking away at my teeth. Now, I don't know about you, but I think every once in a while I look rather handsome. Sometimes I dress well, and I smell good all the time. I'm a great smeller. And people always say, Ron, you smell good. What is that? And I say, does it have to be something else? Can it not be me? Do you think I always add to myself to me? Otherwise, I would stink. What are you saying to me? Compliment turned into insult. I think I'm all right. But the one part of my body that I'm not really proud of is inside my mouth. I never throw out an invite to go in there. So that's where she goes. That's a person of the opposite sex for me is taking metal implements and entering my mouth. And she's wearing a mask because I am disgusting, apparently. And she's wearing a little light on the top of her head like she's going to be mining for gold or something. And she goes in there, man. She's got the hiking boots on. She got it going. She's in there. She is in there. She clamps open my mouth and she's going to town. She's in there for the afternoon. She's packed a picnic lunch. She's spending the day in my mouth. That sounds awful, doesn't it? She's spending the day in my mouth. Sounds like a porno film, which you originally thought you clicked on. Instead, it's this show. So she's spending time in my mouth, and she's picking away at it. She's looking at my teeth, and she's saying, I'm going to start destroying these. She says she's cleaning off the plaque. But no, she's not. I think she's like carving little puppets in there or something, or Mount Rushmore. I don't know what the hell she's doing on my teeth, but she's scaling them. I don't mind that so much, but when she starts doing the area between the teeth and the gums, that's painful. Don't do that. Stop it. And she always makes a comment. She says, you gotta floss. I said, well, you gotta stop eating garlic. Maybe we can meet halfway. So about 7 hours later, she's still picking at me. And then she asked me, I don't know if they do this. I haven't been to the dentist in like 17 years. There's a little sink there. And whenever there's a little sink, you know, I thought originally it was like a wet bar. I thought she'd be serving drinks and, you know, that's just it's a wet bar area. But it's not. She fools around. My teeth start bleeding. My gums start bleeding. Well, they weren't bleeding before I came in. She's injured me. And then she tells me to lean over to this tiny little sink. I mean, you got all this money. Buy a sink, man. Stop up with these tiny little sinks. What is this? I'm not a midget. She says, spit into the sink. Oh, okay, great. That sounds wonderful. Thanks. Great beginning to our relationship. Spit into the sink. No, you. You spit into the sink first. I lean over. I spit into the sink. It looks like I am bleeding internally. It's awful. And then she tells me to sit back, and she continues to pick away at me. And she's got little hoses in my mouth. I don't know. You know, if you're going to do the hose thing, why don't you just power wash me? You know, hook up a hose, power wash my teeth. I mean, why are we picking here? That's how they clean the side of my house. What's the difference between that and the side of my teeth? Power wash me. I could use a little refreshing burst of cold water in my mouth. That'd be fun. She finishes up and she says the doctor will be in. And then she starts taking x-rays. She starts taking pictures of my mouth. And I feel like saying, do you find my mouth that interesting? Are you going to go home and show your friends? Hey, come here. Sally, come here. Look at this. I shot pictures of this guy's mouth this morning and his teeth. Look at this. That's so funny. Let's open a bottle of wine. What else you got? I mean, come on, man. Then the dentist comes in. And the dentist, young kid around, he's the dentist. You know, everybody else worked for him. This is like Santa Claus taking over for the elves. The dentist comes in and he immediately starts scolding me. He bends me over his knee and he starts smacking my ass. And you dirty little boy, first of all, what did you say to my oral hygienist? No, he doesn't say that. He says, Ron, you got to take care of your teeth. You got to floss. You got to brush 7 times a day. You got to take care of your teeth. Now, as I told you, my kids have got to go to college. Everything's fine in there, but some of your cavities are old. You know, the fillings are coming out. We want to replace the fillings. We're going to have to drill a little bit to make the hole bigger, and then we're going to fill it again with more stuff. So that'll be about $2,000, if you could please. And also, your gums are in terrible shape. You've probably got gingivitis. I don't know how to spell it, but I could say it. Not even that. And your gums are bad. Your gums are bad. I want you to, I don't know what I want you to do. You're just beyond it, Ron. So I want you to make an appointment up front with the receptionist. Come back, and we're going to go through a series of excavation drills. And we're going to drill your teeth. We're going to put up an apartment building next to your molar. We're going to be doing some construction here. I want you to wear your hard hat next time you come by. No eating for 7 days before or after. And just check with my receptionist. Thank you very much. By the way, if you want copies of the x-ray pictures, it's $5.95 for a set. If you order 2 sets, it's $4.95 for each set. So you let us know. Go ask the receptionist. And we'll see you very soon. And I'll start drilling. And we'll get this this construction project underway. Okay, Ron, take care. And at that point, I'm trying to cover up the pee that just resulted in my pants from this news. And I walk through the receptionist area, and the receptionist saying, "Mr. Van Dam, Mr. Van Dam, don't you want to make an appointment?" And I don't even answer. I just go right out the door, and then I change dentists. I've had about 72 dentists in my life because I never go back to the same one because they're all telling me things I don't want to hear, and then they yell at me. Don't yell at, don't scold me. I don't pay you money to scold me. Do it nicely or don't do it at all. So I don't like dentists. So there were quite a few months here where you couldn't go to the dentist because of the virus thing. And I thought, again, this is playing into my hands. So anyway, that's the story with the dentist thing. I don't know how you feel about that. As a matter of fact, my guest today is somewhat of a relief in that area. Not exactly. My guest is in the field of telehealth. Do you know what that is? See, that's something millennials may know, but everybody else may not. By the way, I don't know the proper terminology for all that. Millennials, Generation X, Generation P, Generation W. I don't know what I'm talking about. All I know is you're not me. That's all I know, and I have to explain everything to you, and you have to explain everything to me. We have absolutely no relationship. We're nice to each other. We can have very nice surface conversations, but if you're going to start talking about things that are going on pop-wise, you know, current things, we both have to explain things to each other, which is a cool relationship, really, because a conversation should be like full of information and back and forth. So that's pretty cool. I don't have any problem with that at all. I like speaking to young people, and the young people like speaking to even younger people such as myself. And we educate each other back and forth. I'm a lot smarter than they are, but that's besides the point. Anyway, whatever. So there's this telehealth thing, and instead of going to the doctor, you can do it virtually on your computer. And I'm thinking, oh, can you do dentistry that way? Can you do teledentistry where they can't touch your mouth? They can look at it if they want. You can shove a camera in my mouth. I don't have any problem with that, really. I've had a colonoscopy in my life. And they shoved the camera up my ass. It was like on a tube. It was like YouTube personified. They sent a camera crew in there. And so I have no problem with cameras in my body. So take a picture of my mouth. I don't really care. Just don't put it on the internet. I don't want to go out to get a job someday. And the interviewer says, you know, Ron, we'd like to hire you. You'd be perfect for the job. But we went on online and we found some disgusting pictures of your mouth that were posted on Facebook. I don't know why you would do something like that. But somebody posted pictures of your cavities. I'm afraid we can't hire you because that shows bad judgment on your part. Yeah, it does. You're right. But I didn't post those pictures, and those aren't my teeth. Oh, I'm sorry. This is just too confusing for HR. I can't. Why somebody would take naked pictures of their teeth and gums and post them on the internet, I'll never know. That is just disgusting. All right, my guest is going to join us momentarily, and it is kind of fascinating. I mean, I don't really mind it too much. We'll be right back after this. Do you like my voice? Do you think it's sexy?
Okay, Ron Van Dam may not be the prettiest face in radio.
Hey, wait a minute.
But come on, that voice?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
You are listening to Ron Van Dam, the sexiest voice in podcasting on New England Broadcasting.
How's it going, Ron?
Hi, Doctor. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Great. Pleasure having you here. Dr. Saurabh Bhatnagar joins us. He's Chief Medical Officer, Head of Technology and Performance for United Healthcare Medicine and Retirement. I'm talking about something that I think a lot of people feel, but they don't really discuss, and that's the fact that, you know, we go to the doctor. It's important to go and make sure we're healthy and take care of things when they need to be taken care of. But a lot of us don't like that. We'd rather find an easier way to get the same thing done. And I know we have a situation going on right now which makes us think twice about going to the doctor, maybe waiting things out, which is not always a good idea. That's my long introduction to this, Doctor. And I know that...
A very appropriate introduction.
Okay, thank you.
During this time.
Thank you. Yeah, it's on people's minds even though they don't discuss it, and that can be a problem, can't it?
Absolutely. We find during this pandemic is that healthcare is just as important, and seeking and accessing healthcare in an easy to use fashion is just as important as prior to COVID-19, and even more so during this time, because we find that folks may not be accessing the healthcare that they normally would, and maybe delaying some of that care. So what you are talking about is very important today.
Yeah. So this is under the category of telehealth, I guess is the phrase that we've coined here. It makes all the sense in the world because we're doing everything else in that fashion. Why not do health checks that way? I assume not everything can be resolved accordingly, but certainly a lot of things can.
Telehealth is great for a lot of conditions, as you mentioned. So it's not great for emergency care, or maybe if your provider needs to do a physical exam or annual preventative exams or vaccinations, those types of procedures. But it's really good for non-emergent issues such as seasonal allergies, pink eye, rashes, or even, for example, in my own practice, when I've been seeing telehealth patients for the last several years, folks that may have headaches or behavioral health concerns, those are also good for seeking telehealth care.
Okay. There was a point in my life, maybe a decade ago, where this fashion of medicine, telehealth, was frowned upon. And I remember my doctor saying, no, that doesn't work. You come on in here. We have to see you before we can prescribe anything, before we can even look at anything. You need to physically come in here. And that was what I was told at a point. I guess that's starting to change.
Absolutely. And that's changed considerably. And what you were doing is probably one of the earliest use cases or adopting of telehealth, which is very, very impressive that you're seeking healthcare via new technologies. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And definitely good to be able to come through and think through what technologies and what new novel methods of healthcare delivery are right for you as a patient. Yeah. And I'd say now it's very different. We're so used to seeing even our family members via smartphone or laptop, even especially during this time of COVID-19. I, for myself, have seen, you know, my parents or my nephews via smart technology. So I think now there's a much higher level of comfort with seeing people via audio and video in remote locations. And what we've found in telehealth and medicine is that comfort level for non-healthcare needs has really translated well for people being very comfortable with seeing their doctor for those appropriate use cases that we discussed via telemedicine.
Right. And there was a concern at the beginning of this about insurance, whether that would cover this or not. And I guess that's also evolved.
There's a lot of listening that we're doing and listening to how the government is dealing with, so namely Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, is dealing with how insurance is covering any new modality, not just telehealth, but any new modality of healthcare. And we're continuously evolving our position and then continuing to listen to the needs of our customers and what they're looking for in terms of access to the best healthcare and really making sure that we align with our customers' needs.
Right. Now, for example, people on Medicare, which is a good chunk of the population here, they can go really anywhere they want for their health care. And I'm thinking, do you have to go to your doctor for telehealth, or can you just seek out medical service such as that anywhere in the country because now there are no geographic borders involved?
So there's a lot of great use cases to see your own provider. And what we've found actually with telehealth is while emergency cases or urgent type cases mm-hmm. are, you can see one of those national telehealth providers or maybe not your usual doctor, what we've actually found is that the majority of folks today are using telehealth care to seek care with their local provider. So mm-hmm. in the last month or so, over 70% of UnitedHealthcare Medicare members have seen their own provider via telehealth, because it's harder during this time of COVID-19 and social right. distancing to maybe get easy access to the healthcare system. And right. so people have found, I like my doctor, I want to see them, I need to see them for this specific follow-up condition. And really, they've found, our patients have found right. that those are great use cases to follow up with a provider that they already like and they have a good relationship with.
Okay. Doctor, let me ask you a question a little bit off the beaten path here for just a second. Our regular family practitioner, internal health expert, whatever you would call it, if a COVID-19 case or question comes up, are they sent or referred to a specific type of doctor or a specific phone number? In other words, do our doctors that we have, you know, for ourselves, are they dealing with that, or are they simply dealing with other things for their patients?
That's a great question. And while I can't speak for every provider, mm-hmm. what I'd say is most general physicians, such as the ones you mentioned, internal yes. medicine or right. family practice, right. they are staying close attuned to what the latest guidance from the Centers for Disease Control are mm-hmm. During this COVID-19 pandemic. And so if you have questions regarding symptoms of COVID-19, whether for yourself or just mm-hmm. concerns, I absolutely think talking to your provider about those concerns or symptoms okay. is the right place to go. Okay. And then they can direct you to other specialists if they feel right. that you need additional care okay. or additional testing, okay. for example.
So it's the same as any malady, so to speak. If you need a specialist, they'll refer you accordingly. Or
absolutely, okay. absolutely.
Gotcha. All right. This telehealth seems to be something that is going to stay, and it's going to replace a lot of visits. I guess you can't do complete physicals, annual physicals, over video. I don't know. Maybe someday you can, but I don't think so. yeah, my doctor, like every time they want to see me, say, hey, let's do a follow-up. And I go, okay, whatever, you're the doctor. But those kinds of things and those kinds of simple questions, I maybe will become handled differently from now, pandemic or no pandemic.
Yeah, and I think the what we expect to see is that telehealth is here to stay. And I myself mm-hmm. have been practicing telehealth for over the last 3 years,
oh, good.
Well before COVID-19. And mm-hmm. I've found that my patients really love it for follow-up care or any of those follow-up visits.
Yeah.
It takes the convenience of being able to do that telehealth visit from their location of choice yeah. without having to drive into the office. So I think telehealth is here to stay. And what I would say is we're making sure that our customers and our members and our provider groups are comfortable with telehealth technology and okay. really how to use that technology.
Good. Excellent. Yeah, I mean, I just remember so many times where I would want to ask a question of the doctor, and they'd say, well, we can make an appointment. You can come in and ask your doctor at that point. And that just was not efficient. So I'm glad this has come along and has been tweaked accordingly with the technology that we do have now. There was a point where not everybody had cell phones or video capability to do this kind of thing or could even figure it out. Times have changed.
Yes, absolutely. What we found even in the Medicare and retirement business mm-hmm. unit, so for older Americans aged 65 and older, new to you technology can be intimidating, mm-hmm. but over 62% own a smartphone, and 88% of those are on their devices every single day, my yeah. parents included. And right. so they're very comfortable with the technology. Now what we're trying to make them comfortable with is they can seek access to healthcare via that same technology that they're used to communicating with their family members and yeah. loved ones.
Oh, 65 is very kid-like these days.
Absolutely.
There's no question about that. Okay. Where do we go for more information about this? Because obviously people will have some questions.
Absolutely. Telehealth is evolving considerably, and so we're doing our part to make sure we educate not just our members, but anyone who's interested in finding mm-hmm. out more about telehealth. So if you're curious, I'd recommend going to telehealthuhc.com and find out more information, and we'll continue to provide educational information and help you think through what's the right use cases for telehealth on that website.
Great. Again, that's telehealthuhc.com. Hey, doctor, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Thanks for all the information. We'll do it again sometime.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's it for me today. Did you have a good time? Did you enjoy things? Did you learn? Did you laugh? Did you cry? Was there pathos? Was there drama? I'm going to be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. I don't know what day of the week it is tomorrow. I think it's Thursday. I'm not sure. I can't tell anymore. They all feel exactly the same. They all have the exact same weather. There's all the exact same horrible things going on in the world. I'm still should be staying at home. I don't know what to do. I don't know what's going on. Things seem to be going backwards for some reason. Can we all just make things go forwards, please, if we all just do this properly? All right. Have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day.